Yeah. All right. It's like, whoa.
He's pressing it like this.
You know, you press the elevator button once, and you press it twice, and you press it 15 times in a row. That was me over here, a little panic. Jake, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm good. I enjoyed it. I thought maybe you guys were just letting I Got Five on it ride out there for a little bit. It sounded kind of nice.
Well, we do let that breathe because that's a, you know, a classic. Yes, we welcome in Jake Plummer, Jake the Snake. Jake, obviously the topic around town is Teddy Bridgewater and his non-tackle on Sunday. Nate's a tight end. I'm a linebacker. You are the quarterback. Tell us what your view is of that play, non-play, from a quarterback perspective.
You know, regardless of anything, I mean, at any moment, in any time, in any game, in any season, no matter the first game, first play of the year, the last play of the year, we all have a responsibility as a teammate to each other to do our part, to play our role, to be as best, as good a teammate as you can. I always said the more you can do, you know, the more things you can do to help your team succeed. I could understand, you know, like playoff game or you've got the playoffs filled up, you're out there, the game doesn't matter, you've clinched the playoff spot. Maybe you don't do that because you may injure yourself or you're playing it safe. But I never had that gear in me to like think of the situation and like, oh wait, I better save myself. And I just wonder over you or anything, other than what he did. What he did seemed to be kind of like they were rehearsing a walkthrough of how, okay, here's what happens if they return the ball and you're there and your teammates are coming, just, you know, go dive into the pile and make him trip. And he even like felt like maybe he was going to do it and then he didn't. And, you know, poor kid has to live with that. I think it was a bad decision on his part.
So, Jake, let's say you are Teddy, right? And that happens. It's too late to take it back, and everyone's responding the way they are. How do you, as a player, as a teammate, as a quarterback, earn back the trust of your teammates, earn back the trust of your fans? Is it salvageable for Teddy?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, I think he's, you know, everyone has to live with what they do on the field, and especially under the microscope we've created to replay it from all the 500 angles, and everyone talks about it, and even players or even people that have never stepped on a field will have an opinion on what he did and why he didn't tackle the guy or why he did what he did. For him, he just has to own it. Hey, guys, I should have made that tackle. I don't know why I didn't. But then the next time he has a chance, you know, go make the tackle. Go and display courage for your teammates and show them that you care about what's going down on the field. I mean, mainly it comes down to caring about what's happening and being so into it that, you know, there's no thought process there. When the guy cuts back, it's like, you really thought, oh, let me have him cut back so someone else can tackle him? Like, my experience when it would be a fumble or throw an interception was, okay, go get him, guys. And the guys would try. And if he got to me, then I was the last person there. Like, I got to make this tackle. If I don't, he's going to go score. That can't happen. I've got a job to do. And so he can salvage his reputation, I think, but that's going to live with him forever. And if he ever, you know, doesn't go dive in and show like extreme fearlessness and go after the ball, you know, they're going to replay that play. So, well, here's what he did back in 2021 in November. There's definitely a lack of courage there, a lack of effort. He's got to live with that, and it's really too bad because I don't think he had to do anything other than just throw his body into the ground, throw his body at the legs and make the guy even just jump, and then guys would have tackled him. But to just not even do anything is really, like I said, a bad decision by him.
This is Chad and Nate, and we are talking to Jake Plummer. Jake, you followed John Elway. This latest crop of Bronco quarterbacks have followed Peyton Manning. Talk about the pressures that come in this town from following a legendary quarterback.
It all depends on how you accept that as, you know, their legend and their legacy, and you can't really do anything to change that. So it's in the past. To me, everyone that is stuck in the past, you know, fails to take steps towards what could be the future. And so when I came in, I saw, you know, the Super Bowl trophies and good God, John Elway's he's the man. I mean, they put his face on the money around here. So, you know, the guy's a legend and almost a demigod. I mean, he's a godlike person as far as the Broncos country is concerned. So what can you do there? Nothing. I just wanted to have my own coaches. Thank you for the comparison. It's a confidence boost, but I never ever tried to be anything like Joe. I was just myself. So these young kids coming in, if they feel that pressure of Peyton Manning, Peyton's done playing. So let him go. What he did was phenomenal, but you're not trying to do anything Peyton-like. You're just trying to do your thing and lead the best you can. Lead with courage, lead with heart, lead with the fact that one thing matters, and that's the only thing that matters, is to lead your team as best you can to try to win. And that means if the ball goes flying around and a guy's returning the ball in the third quarter and you're trying to win a ball game, you don't think about getting hurt. You don't think about anything except how do I get this dude down, because my team needs me, and that's my role. That's what I have to do. That's what any player has to do, and especially a quarterback. Because we get put on a pedestal, we get all the attention, we get a lot of the money, we get all the praise, we do take a lot of the blame, but when you get a chance to show courage rather than, like, other than standing in the pocket and getting hit and throwing a third 14 ball for a completion and getting racked, you got to show it to those teammates. I mean, you know, Chad, as a linebacker and a defender, when you're sacrificing your body to do, for the betterment of the team constantly, and they lay it down for their team, and they don't think, oh, I might hurt my shoulder if I do this, and then somebody takes my job. Hell no, you got to be in the moment. And so it's a real bad situation for Teddy B. The only thing he can go do is go out there and let it go behind him and go play ball as best he can this next moment he'll get. And if he gets a chance to go make a tackle or make a block, the young man better lay his ass on the line and throw down and hurt, like, not hurt somebody, but go after it like that. Show everybody on that team, hey, I made a mistake, but I'm not that person. I can get over that.
Good stuff, Jake. I certainly did not know what you were going to say, but at the same time, I'm not surprised at all. The football player in you seems like it supersedes the quarterback in you. So much respect from my former linebacker. Quarterback talking about putting some hats on people and laying his body on the line.
Before I was a quarterback, I played football at recess. I played football with my brothers. We played football. I wasn't a quarterback. I was a football player. And all of us started out that way, right? So, yeah, I mean, you got to learn how to tackle just the same way you got to learn how to throw a ball. I mean, the poor kid's got a lot of work to do, but I think he can work through it.
Thanks, Jake. Really good stuff, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jake.
Right on. Hey, good talking to you guys. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, man.
Let's do it again sometime, buddy.
Yeah, well, I was Jake Palmer, and you know, as I said there, I'm not surprised. You know, playing against Jake, I knew that would be his answer. So, tip of the cap to Jake, because he's seeing it as you and I are seeing this.
Yeah, when I think about playing with Jake, I know Jake would have attempted to make that tackle. When I think about the teams that I was on, I know if Jake didn't try to make that tackle and he came to the sideline, Al Wilson would be in his face.
Right.
And he'd say, you got to make that play, Jake. And so who's the defensive player on this team who's stepping into Teddy's face and saying, that ain't okay. There ain't that guy. And maybe that's the problem.
We're already kind of in next season mode on this show. Yesterday we talked about what players will be here, what coaches will be here. But can George Payton hire a new coaching staff with the ownership situation being what it is? We'll talk about that next.